Hebrews is full of warning passages, and they are difficult passages, and I even hesitate to try to cover this one so briefly, but we're going to continue on in our series in Hebrews. So Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, there are many different ideas of how you could take this passage. It could be that it's a believer losing their salvation. Believers are being addressed, and this is a realistic situation, and therefore believers can lose their salvation. Once their salvation is lost, they can never re-enter this pre-grasped salvation. We would reject this one as we believe in perseverance of the saints, that a truly saved individual cannot lose their salvation. Another theory is it could be a warning against profession without true salvation, a warning to those in the congregation who know they are not truly believers and yet profess to others that they are. I don't believe this is a legit understanding of the text, because he's addressing these readers as true believers. There's another one that it could be a hypothetical situation of the fact that if a Christian could lose their salvation, they could not return. This is written to believers hypothetically, and that if they were to abandon their faith, they could never return. I don't believe that fits the context. It also could be a danger of a Christian disqualifying themselves for service to the Lord, that this has nothing to do with salvation, but rather the character and qualifiedness, if that's a word, of a believer in their service to the Lord. I don't think that's it either. That does not fit the text. So I stand with this, that the author is warning believers, just as he's addressing believers, to persevere because they must persevere, knowing that if they do not persevere, then they were truly never believers in the first place. And having once professed and shared in the watering or in the beautiful truths of the gospel, they turned away, they're not able to return. Kind of like this idea of the unforgivable sin, though we never can know if somebody has committed an unforgivable sin. It would be this, having such a hardness of heart of turning away from God, that Jesus was able to proclaim there is this unforgivableness, as he was God and he knew. People do reach a point of hardness that they will not return. They will not turn to Christ. So this is home base for this passage. Believers are being addressed, I believe, and the author is warning them to persevere. For if they do not persevere, they are evidencing themselves to have never believed in the first place, and that they are apostates, having tasted of the wonderful things of God, and yet failing or falling away into a severe judgment and extremely difficult position. So verses 1 through 3, the author is calling these believers to press on in continuance of dependence upon Christ and Christ alone for salvation. Therefore, leaving the elementary principle or teachings about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation. What type of foundation? Of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of instruction about washings and laying on of hands, and the resurrection from the dead and eternal judgment. So here the author is encouraging them to not fall back into the false understanding of the Old Testament being the way of salvation, but rather faith in God. Abraham was justified by faith. And this we will do, if God permits. Continue to press on to maturity and continue on in full dependence upon Christ and his fulfillment of the law. In verses 4 through 6, the author warns these believers to not become apostates, for if they do fall away, they were never truly saved. So what do we all need to do? We need to persevere. Verse 4 says this, "For in the case of those who have once been enlightened, and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify themselves to themselves, the Son of God, and put him to open shame." They're rejecting Christ, declaring him to be who he is not, declaring him to be a blasphemer, declaring in a mocking way that he is not the King of the Jews, that his death meant nothing but a criminal dying for his own sin. It's the idea of seconding or confirming it. They are shaming Christ, in a sense. They again crucified to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. Verse 7 says, "For ground that drinks the rain, which often falls on it and brings forth vegetation useful to those for whose sake it is also tilled, receives a blessing from God. Believers are described here. God waters them and gives them his word, and they hear the gospel, and by God's grace they show fruit. And their salvation one day comes to full fruition in Christ when they see him. But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and it ends up being burned. So if the ground, when God waters it and gives them his word, and they hear the gospel, on the outside they profess to be believers, they will eventually show forth that they're not true believers, that they have thorns and thistles. This is the opposite of salvation. So therefore, persevere and hold fast. Don't be that type of ground. Be the ground that produces fruit by the grace of God, for surely we do not want to be apostates. Believers, though they will, must persevere in their faith under the nourishing rain of God's blessings, and we will produce fruit. If you don't do so, you prove yourself to be an apostate, evidenced by thorns and thistles growing. The result, therefore, is judgment from God Almighty. But we know those who are truly in Christ will never receive the wrath of God. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. So, brothers and sisters, keep persevering. Do not give up. Hold fast to Christ. Allow God's word to bear fruit in your life. Do not harden your heart. Be a true believer. Persevere in Christ. And depend on God as he does that. He will finish the work which he has started. He will work in you both the willing and the doing. So take heed. Take seriously this warning. But keep proceeding on, dependent upon God Almighty. Persevere.